I'll always respect the trophies most that I have a chance of winning. So whereas your domestic trophies for me are still your absolute bread and butter.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
9 o'clock, Anna Capeless, good morning.
Morning, lads, how are you?
Flying it, how are you getting on?
Grand. More sport this weekend, is it?
More sport than you can shake a stick at this weekend, it turns out. Let's talk, first of all, 10 uncapped players. Was that a wild thing you were grinning at me like?
That phrase always focuses me.
Yeah, it's good. 10 uncapped players in the Ireland squad for the Australia game in Belfast and then the squad for the 3 WXV games in September, October. We touched on this a little bit when we chatted last week, Anna. Some new players in there, obviously, who've impressed with the under-20s and impressed in the Inter-Pros as well. Who are the two or three names in that squad that are new players that jumped out for you as ones you're excited to see?
Yeah, I was looking a lot at this because there have been a lot of names jumping out at me from the Inter-Pros who now don't appear in this list because there's a lot of sevens players in there, like you say, kind of younger players that have been coming up through under-20s, etc. If I can, like, just names I was looking at just now, Erin King is someone that impressed at the Olympics a lot. The reason she's jumped out at me is because in the forwards is kind of where you're seeing your inter-pro players pop up, and then in the backs is like has been really dominated by the sevens players, so it's kind of hard to find those inter-pro like standouts. For me, like, some of the, I think there'll be some kind of disappointed players not to be in there, but because there's such a challenge there with those players, sevens players coming back from, you know, from the Olympics and coming into this squad, I'm excited for Alana McInerney, yeah, who's been just so solid for Munster. I really hope that she just enjoys her time in camp and gets to kind of put her hand up and, like, you watch her with Munster, and she's been so impressive. I just really hope she can show that again when she gets into camp. Who else are we talking about? God, there's so many, and there's so many different... Sorry, the other point that I wanted to make about it is that the names that you're not seeing in Interpros are also being, those spaces are taken up by players who are coming back from the Premiership. But a lot of those players we know already because they're very experienced Irish players and they're just based in the UK for now. Got into look at the list there again.
While you do that, talk to me a little bit as well, just a little bit, Anna, about the list of the likes of Sam Monaghan, Bevan Parsons, Sive McGrath, some more of those names that are missing from the list as well. How much does... Where does that leave your expectations? Maybe that's the way to ask the question in terms of the Australia game and then into WXV.
Yeah, I think my expectations, it doesn't necessarily hang on those injuries, even though that is a shame to be missing the likes of, yeah, Sam, you know, who when we saw Sam and Adele, when they came together in their co-captaincy last year, worked like magic, and I just really was excited to see that going again. So that is a huge blow. Bevan, of course, you know, like such a rock, and has really, like, is become a kind of a feared superpower, you know, in the world circuit sevens and 15s. But disappointed as well for Sive McGrath, who, you know, was really exciting and was kind of in and out of the squad last year, and she's so young. So it's just one of these things, isn't it? But I don't think my expectations are hanging on that. They're more so the fact that we don't get to play these teams that often. We came from WXV3 and, you know, into the Six Nations, which we know, and then you always have your English and French challenge, which are the teams that are up there, you know, at WXV1 level. But other than that, we haven't played Australia in a long time, and that's maybe some kind of blissful ignorance is good for us to not actually know how this goes. We're a bit more familiar with USA, who come up in the third WXV1 match because we played them in a couple of test matches a few years ago, and I don't think we're too... I think we can compete with USA, and they managed to beat Australia in the qualifier for WXV1 last year. So what I'm kind of nervous about is the fact that, again, kind of going back to this whole managing Interpros, Premierships, Sevens, etc. Like, the Interpros is a nice, like, those players are kind of match conditioned now. It was a good four-match series, and now your squad is dominated by players who haven't played... You know, the Premiership hasn't started, so those players are still in pre-season. Adele McMahon was able to come back for you know, to make an appearance for for Connacht, but in general, those players aren't match conditioned. They only have Australia, and then they're going straight into WXV1. Same with the sevens. You know, they've only, you know, they've been off since the Olympics. They're going into preseason, and then one match, and then let's go. So that's kind of where my worries lie, I think. Not that I have too many of them, because again, we don't really get to play these teams that often. So, you know, let's see.
And let's see this weekend. We chatted last week about Interpros and where it was all headed, and it sort of maybe went with the way that we might have expected it to be. Munster went 3-3 with the win over Connacht the last weekend, not without its flaws, of course. And they're up against Leinster tomorrow in Belfast in the final, the A final, I suppose, if you want to word it that way. From the game between them a couple of weeks ago, and I saw Fiona Hayes saying that they maybe last year going into the final, they didn't have the belief of having that win under their belt. From that game, what's your expectation of the way the game pans out? Will it be run along very similar lines? I know the conditions maybe weren't great that day, but what's your expectation from that game into this?
Yeah, I think that certainly the belief will help Munster, because it was actually a comfortable win. It wasn't like a lot of these games, this Interpros, you know, which is great, have been quite close and really closely contested and teams pushing right till the end. But Munster-Leinster was a bit of a runaway. I think that kind of across the park, they were comfortable. Like, you know, you look at that, the front row, for example, Munster's front row, who'd be like quite a bit less experienced than the Leinster front row, like really held their own. I think they'll be really excited for that challenge again, and you know, if you can kind of get a good feeling with your scrum, and then from 4 to 8, like, you know, between the second and back row and Munster, they've shuffled around a bit, but they all know each other so well. Like, their line out is so solid, and I think that the Munster pack is going to be really excited for another crack, because that's the thing. You could often, as a player, like after giving a team a beating, you can be like, what's like, are we, was it too comfortable almost? You want to find that like energy within you, but I think they enjoyed it so much that they'll be just only dying to find that rhythm again. The extra thing to worry about is, so you've got that where you're like, did Leinster play at their best, and are they going to come with something extra? What they do have extra is Aoife Wafer, who came back for Leinster last week, and so they've got to contain her as well. She's just such a damaging player, and she, you know, bided her time throughout injury, and she came back for Leinster last week and just, you know, like, was just loving being back out there and gave them such a boost. So she's something that they're going to have to contain, definitely. And then you look at, I just think Munster just looks so comfortable. Now, bearing in mind that they didn't finish well against Connacht, you know, maybe they just took their foot off the gas. I feel like, again, we've spoke about this last week, a lot of the games were kind of whoever was kind of behind coming into the last 20 minutes just really was able to find some extra energy and pull some scores out of the bag really late, and Connacht to that against Munster. I actually think it's a good thing for Munster to get, like, probably a bit of a rocket up the arse, for want of a better phrase, to go into this final. So, what was the question?
I was just going to follow on what you were saying there, Anna. Is like, look, three consecutive bonus points victory for Munster, but they seem to have a concentration issue. Not so much against Leinster, actually, in the 11-point win, but the way that they seeded significant leads against Ulster and Connacht. And Fiona Hayes talked about this afterwards, that she was, you know, growing grey hairs very prematurely in her life, like, because of this.
Yeah. She can blame the team all right for that. But she's right. Yeah, all of us watching, it's like, Jesus, this is getting really close for comfort. But I think as a player, there does come that kind of point in the match where you do start to take the foot off the gas if you feel like you're comfortable. And not in an effort kind of way, more of a, yeah, I suppose a concentration. And then as a sub coming off the bench, to have watched your team like really dominate, and then to come in and the game is going 100 miles an hour. Can you match that? Can you match the intensity? It's almost easier against a team like Leinster, because I think traditionally the threat that Leinster holds against Munster has been stronger than Ulster and Connacht. So you get to kind of a point in the game where you just start to relax. Loads of teams do it. It happens all the time, but it is something that you need to just be conscious of, and I'm confident that it's not something they're going to let happen in a final.
it's set to be Dorothy Wall's last game for Munster before she goes to Exeter Chiefs. It's just a word on her and her contribution to the province.
Ah, she'll be back. She'll be back. Well, do you know, Spencer McMahon and players who've been able to, if they can, make it work with their Premiership side to get in interpros if the calendar allows. So, yeah, I'm excited for her, though, going to Ealing. I think she'll love it. I think she'll learn loads there from the environment, from the players around her. So I'm excited for her. And it's funny, isn't it, like this conversation around the players who are in the Premiership is enough being done. She brought them home. Mm. Like, you know, even the players that are here are still, you know, allured, you know, playing rugby in the Premiership more so than, like, you know, staying here and doing it full time. It depends what kind of contract you can get or if you can play full time over there. It's not possible for all the players that go, and I don't know what Dorothy's situation will be, but it's still something to talk about, really, isn't it? Especially a year out from the World Cup. Was enough done to bring those players home, to keep them here. The Premiership this year is really short. They're going October to March, like bang, 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 games, which is actually, it's what you want. Like, you know, just every week, bang, bang, game time, like good quality games. And then they're finishing up kind of early to allow for Six Nations and then get time to prep for the World Cup. So, was enough done to keep her here or to bring those players home? I don't know. And I don't know, not why would you come home? But there is that thing of like, you know, these players didn't get the run for Ireland either. So it's an interesting one still, this conversation around, you know, the UK-based players, Irish-based players. So, but yeah, I'm excited for Dorothy. And she'll be back to play for Munster. She will. She's only a young one.
Guaranteed. Anna, thanks a million.
Thanks, lads. Talk to you soon.
Enjoy the games.
I'll always respect the trophies most that I have a chance of winning. So, whereas your domestic trophies for me are still your absolute bread and butter.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.